Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
It may well possess a rudimentary intelligence.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Felt a great disturbance in the force.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ray.
Come on, Mark, like a dog for me.
Where's the goodies?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
You filthy criminal.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Here are your hosts, Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Hey, where are all my comic books?
Oh, those dreadful things. I gave those away.
Oh, imagine if that happened for real life. If anyone actually took the time to collect comics and have their mom throw them away. I'm sure that never happened anywhere.
Never. Never.
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani with our own champion himself, David Cohen.
Yes. And today is one of my favorite subjects, Doug.
Which is?
Superheroes.
There we go. I mean, when we grow up, part of the fun learning to read, to me, was turning the pages of comic books. Do you remember doing that, like in a doctor's office or whatever?
Sure.
And when we get older, we continue to read and enjoy, I think, at least I do, comic books as a guilty pleasure. But then something happened which was interesting. They came, we're dating ourselves, but the cartoons started to come where we saw these characters come to life.
Yes.
On television.
Exactly.
The 60s and 70s.
That was exciting at the time. Yeah.
And then the apex of this was 78 when Christopher Reeve,
the movie,
came forward with Superman. And what was the tagline? Do you remember the tagline?
No.
You'll believe a man can fly.
Oh, right.
And
right.
I mean, now I just remember that summer, the summer of Superman. I mean, there was a lot of talk about that movie.
Because up until that point, there was a TV show in black and white, and or you saw the cartoon, but this was like the full special effects. This was like the first superhero movie.
Let's put the first one.
It's
mind-boggling. Now, you just reminded me. Think about it. Our thought of Superman flying was only in a comic book, and maybe on the cartoon, Saturday morning cartoon, but not in real life, because real life was that show from the 50s and early 60s with Steve Reeves, and you would just see him jump, and they would cut, and then you would see him flying through the air artificially with the background moving, remember?
Exactly.
That was it.
Not realistic at all.
And so this guy flying around in New York City and around the buildings, and it was, that was amazing to me. Anyway, it made it a must-see event, and then what happened is then the movie started to be planned. They couldn't do everything they wanted to, but eventually, we're now to the point where Spider-Man Homecoming and the plethora of superhero TV shows that are out there show that we're in the years and time of superheroes for sure.
Yeah, we're almost like
almost
hopefully done with it because it's been such a glut. But yeah,
it really is.
But it was not like that at all back then.
No,
at all.
We were really starving for it. So the question that we want to answer today, and Everything Old is New Again, is: have the cartoons, TV shows, billion-dollar comic book superhero franchises (plural) have they lived up to our childhood dream of this modern-day mythology?
Good question.
How do you like that? And by the way, why the fascination that now has passed from generation to generation? Because my kids love the superheroes. And again, they started for me back in the 60s. They originally started in the 30s and 40s when they were created. So it's generational now. So the question is, why? Later on, do we want to see these superheroes retire? Do we want to keep this going? Where do we want to go with this? And are these characters underappreciated still? Where are we on? Like, we're in the middle of it, I would say. No? You got Justice League.
Who knows, right? I mean, yeah, we could be at the latter stages of it, but yeah.
Justice League's coming out. Wonder Woman is the number one movie in the country, I should say, in the world for 2017. It earned more money than any other movie.
You can't say
we're on the downside.
Right. And just when you think you are, right, there's this another blockbuster comes out, and it just seems to keep perpetuating.
Yeah, and the Thor sequel is coming out.
Right.
Justice League. Justice League is, I mean, these movies have come out.
There's recently another one, right? They're making another one.
They planned tons. And they're billion-dollar movies.
And out of nowhere, remember a couple of years ago, Guardians of the Galaxy and Marvel? Like, who knew? What was that?
And this suddenly past summer, that was number four this past summer.
Of two, the second
entire
one.
Year.
Right.
Yes, the second one. So Let's look at some fascination. I want to look at the history, because that's what our show is about a little bit, too, of where did this all come from? I would suggest that there were superheroes in ancient Greece. Would you?
Ancient Greece?
Ancient Greece. I would suggest that Hercules was a superhero.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Iliad and the Odyssey was sort of like the Avengers. I don't know if you ever read that, but...
I did.
It was a bunch of warriors, a bunch of different people yes. on different sides.
It was a
battling.
Superhero kind of story.
Yeah. Really? Well, I thought so. Zeus with... or Odin. These are the all-powerful gods, right? In the Thor mythology and or you'd say the Norsemen's
okay.
mythology.
I agree. You're right.
Poseidon.
Okay.
Is the modern day Aquaman.
Is there a reason why you shouted Poseidon?
Ares.
Here we go.
Is the god of war. He's the modern day Hulk. I just would like you to.
Was there any god that whispered?
Said, there was the god of whispering. Ant-Man when he's a little guy. Very little guy.
Okay, so yes, I agree with you. Ancient times, there were superheroes, so it didn't start with Batman and Superman.
Exactly. So that's my point. Let's take a look at a little bit here as to, since the ancient days, the question is, we've now progressed. We've gotten to where we are at this point. Comic books started in the 30s with Superman, 1938, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. Batman in the 60s,
before that.
Way
yeah.
before that, but in the 30s as well. But in the 60s, they developed these shows on television.
Right.
And let's just think about the shows, because the next section, I'm going to have a little quiz for you on the music of superheroes.
Oh, the TV shows.
Yes.
Can we do that now? Can we do that now, please?
We will do that in a few short minutes. But first, I want to evaluate this. We had comic books. Now, did your... parents or grandparents ever talk about, or your dad talk about reading the first comic books?
He told me to put the comic books down. He didn't like me reading comic books.
So who was reading? I mean, I'm just trying to put myself in the 30s and 40s. Who was reading Superman and Batman back then, when they first started out to really make this work? It had to be just the kids, right? It was straight out kids.
Yeah.
No adults
I'm sure.
ever reading any of these.
No, you're right. You're
and
right.
And I think that's the reason.
Unless they just didn't admit it, I don't think maybe times have changed, but I still think there are people that might not admit that, they're older and they're still reading comic books.
Exactly.
It's kind of maybe a little bit of a stigma. I don't know.
We even have it now where you can go to, I think it's Comixology, you can go to an app and pull up any comic book you want, new or old,
buy them
and read them on your tablet.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
collecting
cool.
comics, well, let's look at it. First, there was the comic book.
Right.
Then there was the television shows, I should say, in the 50s.
Still black
60s,
and white.
Right. And then Batman came around, changed a little bit with a little bit of music, and some camp.
The TV show,
TV show, Batman 66, they call it now, right? Then there were the cartoons in the 70s, which brought in more.
Marvel had those cartoons in the 60s too, which were pretty cool.
That's right, 60s and 70s, and made these characters come alive a little bit more for us with their superpowers. And now they involved music. Right? Music started to come
exactly.
into play. Then real-life special effects in the 70s, the late 70s with Superman.
In the movies, right.
Yep. Then in the 80s, you had the Hulk, and you had a bunch of the Flash, you had a bunch of
TV shows. Which were okay.
They were okay. Yeah. They couldn't do too much special effects, but they were there.
Right.
And then you had the 90s, where we started to see some of these
movies
come to life
with
the science
movies.
Fiction technology on Star Trek and these other shows. The computer technology started to come
CGI,
around.
Yep.
So now I think we got to Spider-Man in the late 90s, and now at this point we're 20 years in, I would say, into these science
sure.
fiction movies or superhero movies. And we're having a great time with them. Let's come back and talk about the music aspect of it first.
Yay!
We'll be back right after this. Everything old is new again. Listen to that.
That's Batman, right?
Yes.
Got one right.
All right, we're back for our podcasters for a few moments here. I was supposed to have, and I didn't, that's why I was supposed to have a list of the comic franchises and the money that they earned, but I never printed it out.
Oh, good. That's so boring. That's so boring. They're all making a lot of money.
Exactly. But which one do you think made the most money franchise of all time so far?
Like a single superhero?
Yes.
I would say, wow, I think it's going to...
Avengers are one group, but you know,
right. But
Hulk
what about like the different Superman things? Do they count as one?
Well, let's just say Justice League. No, but Superman versus Batman, yes.
But what about Superman, Christopher Reeves? Are you like cumulatively counting up?
Yes, yes. All the movies.
I would think it's Superman.
Well, remember, the movies back then didn't cost what they cost now.
Are you saying gross revenues?
Yes.
Okay, so, I see.
Probably
going to
be a modern one.
Okay, Spider-Man.
Yes, by far.
Okay.
Not by far, I shouldn't say that, because Avengers are right there. Hmm. Avengers make, every movie makes $1 billion worldwide.
Wow.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
So then the question I have is for another show is, now that we're in the world of all of these movies that are making billions of dollars because of action adventures and comic books, what happened to the old Godfather or the old drama movie that has no special effects, is just telling a story? Are they dead or not?
Well, yeah, they're out there. I just don't think they're being, you know, they're grossing nearly as much as the larger ones.
Which means people aren't watching it as much, which means it's possible that we're not going to see them as much because the movie makers want to make money.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm throwing it out there.
You mean just like drama is just going away?
I don't think they're going away. Yeah, they're just like, yes, going away.
Nah,
yeah,
I don't see that. Really?
I don't know.
So you mean like, you know, De Niro never work again because there's no movies?
Well, what kind of movie? If it doesn't have special
unless
effects.
Unless he dresses up in a costume and plays, you know, Batman age 95 or something.
But wouldn't they all then be on television? Like, all these actors and all this kind of stuff is going to television, these episodic, dramatic shows.
Right.
They're not doing them in the movies. To get someone to go to the movies, it has to be, in my view, this extravaganza. Otherwise, you're not going to get out of your house because you can watch all this stuff at home now.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Good. We'll have the argument we can love to have when we come back on Everything Old.
I'm not sure I'm going to love to have that argument.
You're listening to Everything Old Is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen. You're listening to Everything Old Is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound, the infant of Krypton is now the man of steel, Superman.
All right, we're back and Everything Old Is New Again. That, believe it or not, was not the Adventures of Superman TV show introduction from the 50s. That was the intro from a cartoon made in 1941. There were 17 shorts produced by Fleischer Studios.
A cartoon? I thought it was with actors.
No, it was a cartoon from 1941. Of course, there were actors voicing the characters. But no, there was that too. I know what you're saying. That did exist as well later in the 40s.
But this was the cartoon.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, this was from the cartoon. It was a superhero cartoon of its own make, Superman, and it was 17 of them. But it's interesting that the language of the introduction seemed to be the exact same language as this one.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
There you go. That's the one we remember as kids coming home from school to watch that at 4 o'clock, remember?
Yeah.
That was a big hit. That was the one we were referencing where you previous section where he kind of didn't fly.
Yeah, they just kind of lifted him up.
And they didn't work out, so he was kind of buff for the day. But if you look at him now, he's like me. He looks like me. You know?
Well, let's not get carried away.
Maybe not even... He looks better than me, but I mean, he's not exactly...
At least they could get him off the ground.
Schwarzenegger, right.
Without the snaps... Snapping. Sorry, I'm kidding. That was mean.
That was. I don't know where that came from.
Uncalled for. Absolutely.
Based on that, I'm going to have to challenge you now.
All right.
I am challenging you to a duel to the, let's say, I say death, but to the, it's something that we're going to win. You're going to get me tickets for the next, I'd say, how about that? You buy me movie tickets or I buy you movie tickets for the next big superhero movie, which I believe is going to be
Thor?
The Justice League.
Or another Justice League. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you're on.
So what I want to do is for 30, I'll make it 20 seconds, time me. I'm going to read as many Marvel Comics television shows that either are or were on the air on television.
Okay.
And then you'll do the same for DC, and let's see who can read the most in 20 seconds. That'll be the contest. The idea is to say, this stuff is, it's not new. These, since the 70s, we've had superheroes on television.
Many.
Going
many.
Crazy. All right, so you time
me. All right, so I'm going to time you. I'm going to count how many you actually are able to spit
yeah,
out.
Yeah, click them off. Okay, ready? You tell
yes.
me when I'm ready to go.
All right, here we go. Are you ready, set, go.
Spidey Super Stories, The Amazing Spider-Man, The Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man, Mutant X, Blade, The Series, Agent Carter, The Defenders, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Legion, Iron Fist, Inhumans, The Gifted, The Punisher, Runaways, Cloak and Dagger, New Warriors, Marvel Super Heroes, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, The New Fantastic Four, Fred and Barney
Stop.
Meet the Thing. Fred and Barney Meet the Thing is a superhero one? All right, I'll go for that.
Technically, you didn't get that one in.
All right.
It was like mid-sentence. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, you said.
25. All right, let's time you now. Let's have that timer and see what we can do. See who wins.
So I'm reading the Marvel.
These are now the DC ones.
I'm reading the Marvel. Right.
Of course, there were even more than that. There's many more than that on the list, but just to give you an idea. All right, so let's have a countdown. I'll do 3, 2, 1, and then you'll go. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
3, 2, 1, go.
Adventures of Superman, Batman, Shazam, Wonder Woman. No, you're not even writing it down.
All right, let's start again.
You can't even keep up with me.
I have to keep... That was pretty fast. All right, so how do you reset? Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Adventures of Superman, Batman, Shazam, Wonder Woman, Superboy, Swamp the Thing, The Flash, Human Target, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, Smallville, Birds of Prey, Human Target, Constantine, Powerless, Arrow, The Flash, Gotham, iZombie, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, Lucifer, Preacher, Krypton, Titans, Black Lightning, Scalped, Watchmen, The New Adventures of Superman, The Adventures
Stop.
Of Superboy.
All right, let's see. 10, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You beat me by 5, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
You know, we had a play cards.
How many tickets for the next movie?
I was going to say, I have cards with a buddy of mine. We've been playing for 100 years. And back in the day, there was one of our friends that we played cards, and he lost a decent amount of money for us at the time. We were like teens. So
right.
It was like maybe $30. He goes, "You'll never see it." He goes, I'll never pay this amount. You'll never see it. And guess what? We banned him from the game. This is like 1978.
Because he said that?
Yeah, and we've never seen him since.
Wow.
Well, we've seen him socially, but we've not seen him playing poker with us since.
Like, why was he saying that?
He's
why wouldn't
belligerent.
He
because he just, you'll never see it. I'm not paying it. He was that kind of a guy where, you know, it meant it's okay to play cards and win, but right. to lose, oh no. I'm not giving you my money.
Wow.
It was hysterical. And we still quote it to this day. We go, "Hey, how's I don't mention the name, but
are you telling me you're not going to get me
you'll
the
never,
ticket?
You'll never see it.
Great.
Awesome.
No, I'll give you the money, but I'm not buying the tickets. That's really what I'm trying to say.
All right, I'll take the money.
I'll give you the money. All right. Now,
I'll never see it.
Basically, I wanted to do that to show you how much is out there. The other side of the fence is there are a lot of shows that came about that had all kind of fun... What would you say? Themes. Do you like this one? Tell me what this one is.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield.
I think you got that one.
Really?
All right, let's quiz you on then. Well, what's the next line?
All those who chose to oppose his shield must yield.
Interesting.
Play
when
it.
Captain America throws his mighty shield.
Do you know the next line?
You're welcome.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield.
Okay, I got it. When he's met with a fight and something. Oh gosh! The red and the white
and the duel is due,
the red and the white and the duel come through and Captain America. Yep.
Oh, you had kept going. I only stopped it so you would have a chance. All right.
Throws his mighty shield.
All right, how about this one? You know this one?
Oh, of course.
Which one is that?
Iron Man.
All right, so let's see. Do you know the next line? Should I give you a little... I'll stop Tony it somewhere Stark. You tell me the line.
He's the coolest...
Tony Stark makes you feel he's the coolest guy with the hottest deals.
Now what?
An Iron Man of just a place. He fights
with the pulsar rays. Yes, pulsar rays.
Iron Man. A blazing
power. Iron Man.
Nice. 1966. Think about this. I was three. Cheerios and watching this stuff.
Reruns
we were watching. Reruns. We were loving it.
So,
oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yes?
But you got to play my favorite.
I will, but I want this. First of all, tell me who this is.
This is a lame one.
Who is it?
Thor.
Explain the cartoon. Like, what was that? It was so funny.
It was like the cartoon was so. It was almost like a stop motion kind of cartoon.
Yeah.
You know, where they'd be running and he would just be like in that run pose and they would do the background moving behind
like
him.
Like almost as a kid. If you did this as a kid, you would draw like a picture and then another picture and another one to sort of like do a cartoon and flip it.
Right. It was almost like a
flip
book.
But it was a kid doing it because there was so much space in between. Like when they did animation, now they do it, you can't tell. But then it was like 5 seconds in between.
Let's put it this way. If you saw it today, it would be like a novelty. Like you would laugh at it, but you would appreciate, you know, how primitive it was at the time.
But to us, it was state of the art.
It's true. That's my favorite right there.
What's he say next?
Dr. Banner, belted by gamma rays, turns into the Hulk. Ain't he unglamorous?
Look. Ain't he unglamorous?
Anything else you remember?
They couldn't think of anything to rhyme with gamma rays. Gamma rays, they came up with unglamorous.
What about this?
Ain't no monster clown who is as lovable as ever loving.
There you go. Now, this next one, now this took it to another level. This was maybe a little bit later than those.
Well, I think it was the rank of the superhero, like the better the superhero, the better the song.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. They put their B-list writers doing Thor and Submariner, but you got your A-list guys doing those and the one I think you're about to play.
And this one. This one was, as far as music goes, this is it. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radio. What's the next line?
Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead.
Wow, you're good.
Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes a Spider-Man.
Nice, all right. That's where we're at on music, other than something that's not related to DC or to Marvel. Remember this one?
Courageous Cat.
What was it? What was the takeoff? Was that Batman and Robin, basically?
It was Batman and Robin. But one of the crooks is like modeled after Edgar G. Robinson, right?
Yes.
Greatest Cat in the Mouse, eh?
But you know what that was? Bob Kane, who created Batman, gave up the rights to Batman early in his career and did not earn the millions he should have. He did that cartoon, Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse, to make some money.
Really?
I didn't
know that.
He created that, yes.
Wow.
How do you like them apples?
I'm thoroughly impressed. I had no idea.
Yep. And it was, you know, it was kind of sad, bittersweet.
I mean,
he made money
sad.
From that, but that was the end. That was the last thing he created. And I think, I mean, I don't know. Did DC ever make good?
Remember that was Minute Mouse?
Can we just get your foot out of my...
I just don't see did DC do something? This is like the founder of their company in a way, you know?
Did they pay him
back in any way? Like, we made a bad deal,
we'll have to look that up, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Marvel does it with Stan Lee.
Sure.
Stan Lee sold his company years ago. They give him executive producer credit. He must have a couple dollars that he earns from
movies.
He's in every movie as a cameo, so he's got to make some money. You know, they're doing what they can.
Yeah.
The guy created all this stuff. Anyway, all right, we'll be back right after this with, I don't know, the ever courageous David Cohen, going to see if he can... I don't know. We'll talk about the modern mythology of comics.
Now, back to America's Entertainment Pop Culture Talk Show. Everything old is new again with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
I believe there's a hero in all of us that keeps us honest, gives us strength, makes us noble, and finally allows us to die with pride. Even though sometimes we have to be steady and give up the thing we want the most, even our dreams. Spider-Man did that for Henry, and he wonders where he's gone. He needs him.
How about that? You know, that's kind of tear-jerking there a little bit with the young David Cohen. What do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of depressing.
It's depressing, but it's also, it shows the need for a hero that all of us have. And I think comic book characters have a possibility of lending that to us as a modern day mythology. You're back here on Everything Old is New Again with David Cohen, Douglas Viviani. Am I right, wrong, indifferent? What do you think of this?
You're right. And you're wrong, and you're indifferent. All three at the same time.
Well, why...
No, you're right. I agree.
Why are comic book characters so popular? Why... what do they mean to us? What are they saying to us? Why is this resonating so much? That clip is from one of the highest grossing movies of all time. You have any answer to this?
Well, I think they're successful because they... I think they do a good job, especially in the Marvel side, of humanizing them so that they're relatable characters, but they're also characters that are not relatable, but people we would like to be ourselves, or we'd like to know maybe could exist in the world today in
and
some
help
form.
Others in a daily lives, right? And also teach a lesson. Like the definition of a myth, I think I have here, is an unusually traditional story of historical events that serves to unfold part of the world view of people or explain a practice, belief, or natural phenomenon. Creation of myths, better than that, it's a moral responsibility or a motif that Plato said is Plato created this of a myth of good versus evil,
right,
of coming to age. A story that teaches a lesson, let's put it that way, is what a myth could be.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And or mythology is, let's say, and the myth itself could be real or not. Our comic books are modern day mythology, just like ancient Greece. Greece, they had amphitheaters filled all the time for all Hercules, all these stories, Iliad, the Odyssey, telling of these poems and these stories, and they live to this day. Don't you think our modern day heroes, the Hulk, the Iron Man, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, these stories will live on for years and maybe millennia?
I think they will.
So I think it's something that is really significant and interesting to hear. What is it? We got.
I think we have a visitor.
All right, open that door. What the heck is this here?
Hello.
Ah, who's that? That looks like Bruce Banner.
It's Dr. Bruce Banner. Wow, what a surprise!
Nice.
Come on in, Dr.
How about
Banner.
That? Bruce Banner. While you're here, first of all, say hello to us all.
Greetings.
It's great to hear from you. I'm not going to get you angry. I'm going to actually build you up because I really think you have great power and you wield it with great responsibility. Let's just listen to a quote from Spider-Man about that and let's dive into the life and times of Bruce Banner. This is going to be exciting. Man, this is unbelievable.
Whatever life holds in store for me, I will never forget these words. With great power comes great responsibility. This is my gift, my curse. Who am I? I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah, man, we got the Hulk here with us, Bruce Banner. Bruce, I mean, comics and this mythology, your stories as a hero provide affirmation or motivation for all of us to use our talent to find happiness, find out what you're good at, and help other people and enjoy a fulfilling life. This must be so exciting for you.
Yeah, whatever.
Are you happy to be on the show, or you must be busy, right? You got a lot going on.
No, I don't really have that much going on.
There's got to be like so much to talk about. You got the Black Widow as a girlfriend, kinda. You've got these powers. You're one of the strongest beings on the planet. And tell us what that's like,
dude. My life is miserable. Oh. I never know when this alter ego will kick in, so I can't have a girlfriend. I can't have a family.
Why? I mean, what would happen? You think you would have, like, what, a Hulk babies or something? What do you mean?
You don't have to be a genius to figure this out, right?
So
What if you were me?
Yeah.
Right? You turn into this thing at the drop of a dime. You have no control over it. So what kind of relationship could you ever have with anyone?
When
the prospect of turning into this monster and killing them is always present.
Well, let's put it this way. If this is what happens, you know, when you're angry or depressed or what have you, why don't you take like an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety and you'll be able to keep your mood levels pretty good and then you could live a normal life. I mean, what's the problem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks. I'd never thought about that. Thanks.
All right.
That's an amazing insight you had right there. I've been in therapy for 20 years.
Really?
Intense therapy. I'm on many different pills
cocktails.
You're on some now, I could tell. I mean, your eyes are rolling back in your head at this point.
Nothing's changing.
So
nothing changes the fact that I am who I am, and I turn into this freak.
Yeah, all right, let's put
and
it this way.
I can't change it.
You become the strongest man alive. You don't even need to travel. You just jump, and you can go from city to city by just one jump. Well, I mean, that's amazing.
When I'm that monster, yeah. Otherwise, you know, I'm just thankful for my couch and for, you know, the golden age of television. That's what I do. I'm into a lot of TV shows.
What shows do you watch, by the way? I'm just curious about what was it? What would the Hulk watch? Bruce Banner. I shouldn't call you Hulk, should I?
Yeah, I'm Dr. Banner, so can we keep it to me?
But we're on the radio, so people need to know that you're alter ego. Maybe they don't know.
I think they kind of know.
They do know.
Yeah.
Now, are you a rich man or poor man? You know, I would suggest that if you're a superhero, you have all these opportunities to sell Coca-Cola and sneakers and clothes and whatever. You must be rolling in at this point.
The personal and property damage that my alter ego has caused has led to 4 personal bankruptcies over the last 20 years. And No, I really don't have a lot of money.
No. Well, what about saving the world? You saved the world so many times. You've been in Asgard and saved Asgard or helped to save Asgard with Thor. You know gods. There's no one that can come forward to help you. You got to maybe Daredevil could come along as an attorney to help you with some of these cases. I mean, there's a whole community of heroes and gods and it's just amazing world that you live in.
Well, here's the thing. They're all happy to help the Hulk. They don't really care about me.
Oh, they don't care about Bruce Banner, the individual?
No.
Well, I mean, you came up with this. Did you? I'm trying to think now. Did you come up with this serum? Were you like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing?
This is all my fault.
So
I blame no one. It's just on me.
Is there some way that you could turn this into a moneymaker in some way for you?
Wow, I never thought about that. That's a great idea.
That's why you're here. You're selling a book?
You're really on top of my life here.
Thank you. Why don't you sell a book? Can you write a book?
I've tried.
What happens? You break the pencils every
time? It doesn't sell.
It doesn't sell?
No one's interested.
Well, are you writing it as the Hulk or as Bruce Banner?
Would you buy a book that's written by Dr. Bruce Banner?
No, I'd like to see the insights of the Hulk.
Exactly.
Like do you have any memory of what you do when you turn into this gigantic behemoth that could destroy anything?
I do. I know it all. I remember it all.
So you remember destroying all the buildings in New York City and all the problems, you know, you have.
Real fun memories.
Yeah, and killing people and superheroes and, yeah.
Right. Talk about it in therapy I go 3 times a week.
So you do have some problems. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I thought this would be a different kind of an interview. I thought we'd have a lot more fun with a superhero right here. But I don't want to anger you. I'm going to say that we support you. We will help you wherever we can. And we'll, in fact, help you right out the door right now as we leave on everything old.
I need money for a cab.
Don't let that door hit you on the way out.
All right.
Thanks, the Hulk.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Wait till they get a load of me.
How about that? That's the Joker, huh? It never gets old, does it?
No. It really doesn't.
Who was the actor?
Jack Nicholson.
Yes. I mean, that was a coup. By the way, we're back on Everything Old is New Again, talking comics, and now we're going into the idea of, I don't know, where they stand in our mythology. We just interviewed, I mean, this guy was...
Bruce Banner, wow. It really kind of stinks to be a superhero. Right?
I mean, now I can see why the Joker is the Joker. I mean, it's probably easier to be angry and upset.
It is.
Have superpowers.
Plus, I think you had a good point about wouldn't Daredevil and the other superheroes be helping Bruce Banner? But, I mean, look at the guy. He's miserable. I'm sure they did offer, but...
I mean, you ever have a friend like that? You know, you try to help, and after a while, you just go like, you know, you throw in the towel because it's just nothing helps, nothing challenges.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, man, you want to be miserable? Go for it.
Hey, what a miserable soul. Did you end up giving him the car fare?
Yeah, I gave him like 10. I didn't have cash on me, so I got him an Uber.
All right.
So.
You know, you don't on your bill. I mean, you don't want to get him upset.
No, gosh, no. No.
I mean, I'm hoping the Uber guy doesn't start talking about something that, you know, if he's a Yankee fan or something, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't want to talk about. Anyway, yeah, he's got problems, that guy. It's difficult. Yeah. And we all, like, as we get older, you can see that these franchises are now getting a little long in the tooth. If you think about them from the 1930s, you know, they're 80, 75, and then 60 years old, depending upon them. So superheroes are getting older.
Why don't they do movies about what happens when they do get older? I don't think that's happened yet, at least in the movies.
That might be the next, right? The next step after we see this deluge of all these, you know, movies when they're in their heyday. Now it'll be time to look at, you know, what happens when they retire in Florida, let's say.
Yeah, we'll exactly.
Down. Maybe they go to Hollywood, Florida, just to give them a little touch of fame, if you will.
Right, keep the whole Hollywood thing going.
Right. Right. In name only, if that's the case, you know.
Yeah.
Well, what would it be like?
As Batman's driving the Batmobile with his left blinker on the Sunrise Highway, right in the left lane.
On Route 95 on the way down to Florida, right?
Right, exactly.
Who would tell this guy, right, that's traveling, what'd you say? He's in the left lane doing what?
He's like... You know, the old guys at the left. First of all, you see the bat gloves on the steering wheel, right? Because the old guys, you know, all you see from behind them are the arms up, trying to grab the steering wheel. But he's got his left blinker on, right? Because he doesn't know it's on. He's in the left lane. It's been on for the last 40 miles. You're trailing this guy. He's doing like 30 miles an hour. He's a hazard.
But you know it's Batman because it's the Batmobile.
Right. So you have respect, right? You're not going to tell him. You're not going to start honking the horn at him, right?
He can press a button, right? And I mean, what's worse than a young, angry Batman?
I guess a Batman that's old and, yeah. I mean, I would think, like, kids would start making fun of him, right? When he starts walking around with his cape on in
goes
a deli
to the deli,
or something.
Goes to the deli, order. What would it be like? He goes to the deli. What would it be like?
Yeah, give me half a pound of potato salad.
Hey, it's Batman, guys. Hey, you want some bat potato salad? How about some bat roast beef? What do you think? This guy's wearing a cape. He's still wearing his cape. Batman, you wearing your cape? It's not cold out. What are you doing?
He would get pissed off.
What would he say? He'd be like, yeah.
I couldn't. Well, there are too many expletives right now. I'm sure Batman would not be happy about it.
Well, this is what happens. You get older. You got to deal with the frailties.
Yeah. I mean,
how about Thor? Like, think about Thor, the god of thunder, with the thunder and lightning at his beck and call. Mjolnir, he holds up, and he can fly with. He whips it around and flies with. And then as an older gentleman, I mean, he's retired. What's he doing? He's on the golf course, I guess, with his buddies. And,
right.
I mean,
what
you know,
doing,
what's
sure.
the best he could do? It's like a 95-degree weather day. These older gentlemen are not really into that.
Like the old days, he'd be able to change the weather and make it beautiful, right?
Right.
Now.
Or at least, yeah, what could he do? He could maybe move a rain cloud over and give a little shade. Instead of being the god of thunder, he could be like, what, the lord of shade? that's really it. That's where he would...
Best I could do is make it drizzle, guys. That's about it.
It's kind of sad. I see where we're going with the
like
whole
this whole thing. Segment.
Yes, exactly.
What about
Spider-Man would be interesting.
Spider-Man is an old man. Yeah. That could be dangerous too. That could be dangerous also.
I mean, you might have a guy come up to him, you know, late night, you know, like they do all the time. And my wife's in this burning building, Spider-Man. You know,
right? Can you get her? He's like, she's on the 10th floor, and Spider-Man would be, you know. And what? I can't hear you through my cowl. I can't. It's this thing I can't hear anymore. And I can't see either because I got the cataract glasses. And I get my web shooter doesn't have the flow anymore. You know what I mean?
It
trickles down my wrist all over my shoes.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
It could be a metaphor
doesn't
for
work.
Something else, too.
Like this whole segment. It just doesn't work. It
doesn't go. Not going anywhere, and there are no clips to save us.
Maybe, but maybe that's why they haven't done the movie over, you know, about them being older.
And they may have problems. I mean, the idea is this. I mean, you get a guy like The Thing. He's like a 2-ton behemoth made out of stone, right?
I admire you keeping this going. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm with you, buddy. Let's go.
I got no more material. Work. I got another 4 minutes.
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
And the guy... He, you know, let's face it, you get older, if you got to change your eating habits, but he doesn't, because he's a thing.
Right, he just keep eating.
Yeah, so he's drinking his beer, he's eating his pizza, and he's gaining weight.
Who's going to tell him to stop?
Yeah. Who's going to tell him he's got to go on Jenny Craig to lose some weight? I don't think it's going to happen, you know?
What are you talking about? I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything past the salt.
75 pizzas. No, go for it, Hulk. That's great. Thing? No. I'm kidding.
Maybe the Hulk is the only one that could possibly tell him
That's true.
It might be time to cut back.
I think, what do they call those things when you have people come in? And
an intervention.
That's it.
Problem is, like, the Hulk is not really... Here's the dichotomy. The Hulk could tell him, and he would listen to the Hulk, but the Hulk doesn't talk.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the Hulk is just all action. And then you get Bruce Banner, and you get that boob we had that last segment.
Oh, God. Are you kidding? The thing would kill himself talking 5 minutes of Bruce Banner.
And then, you know, if the thing is that overweight, at some point, he may not be able to get up. Then what?
Right.
Well, how,
helicopters, I don't know, other superheroes trying to lift him up?
He might just become the cornerstone of the next building in downtown Naples, Florida. I mean, there's nothing else you can do. I mean, this guy, it's a problem.
Use him for parts is what you're saying, right?
All right, so that's the best we could do.
Was good. I think we ended on a pretty good one there.
There we go.
Because we didn't plan that last one.
Right.
We just ad-libbed. That's what works best on
probably
this show.
Yeah, because when we plan it, it does not work. That's for sure. If you want to hear that, go ahead and listen to the old Abbott Costello show when we did the it was terrible, but actually didn't plan that much either, did we?
We just decided to do their parts, right?
Right.
We read the Who's On First thing,
right?
And now it was our own take. We tried to make perfection even better,
right? Exactly. It was a really smart move.
Great idea.
It was like redoing The Godfather all over again. Let's do that. That sounds a great idea.
It's just thinking back, there was absolutely no benefit, no upside to what we did at all. No,
and we had a guest waiting for us in the lobby, and they could hear the show in the lobby, and you know, the on-air sign and all that, and they could hear that. And I could see the guest walking around. I'm wondering, thinking to myself, is he going to just like take a left turn and go? Because he was being interviewed for the next show following us, you know.
Are these guys doing this script of Who's On First? Why don't they just play the original?
And they're going to interview me next on the next show? It's really.
I'm not going in there.
Yeah, right.
No way.
But we want you to come with us and enjoy Everything Old Is New Again over and over and over again.
Yes.
Radio stations. You got to call these radio stations. You got to email them. Whatever you're hearing us on, you got to, you know, let them know that you hopped up. You're enjoying this good-natured banter on Everything Old Is New Again. The arguments you love to have. You can look at us on oldnewagain@aol.com. Send us a note at oldnewagain@aol.com. You could take a look at the website, everythingoldisnewagain.biz, everythingoldisnewagain.biz, everythingoldisnewagain.biz. And you could see all of our old shows are there. They're on YouTube.
Yeah.
You could see them there and then click, and then you'll hear them.
Hear them.
You can even hear the old show where we did a Mystery Science Fiction 3000, and we watched.
When are we going to do like an on-camera show? We should do that, like they do with you know,
like a
all
Facebook
the sports
kind
shows.
Of a thing. What do you mean, like on?
No,
camera?
Like when they have like in the sports shows. I mean, in New York, you'll see, you know, the Michael Kay show.
All right,
is televised.
Just being filmed. But who's going to watch it? We're going to put it on Facebook, or we're going to put it.
No one's going to watch it.
Right.
No one.
We could do a Facebook live for our next show if you want to do that. I have no problem doing that.
You mean? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
All right, we'll be back. And Everything Old Is New Again. Next show, you'll hear us, you'll see us, and you'll enjoy us. Everything Old Is New Again. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's loud.
Enjoy. Old Superman. He's 95 and cannot help you. Don't bother to call him.
No phone booths when the change is closing it either. He's done,
right?
We're in leisure suits at this point. All right, so all's well as ends well, I guess.
Don't misread that with the show.
With the show. Jimmy Glick himself right here. That's the next one.
Why not?
We're trying to get that guy in the show. No answer.
You guys are so bad. How do you live with yourself?
I'm kidding, of course.